Oh, hey, it's you. You came after all. To be honest, I didn't think you would. Well, people are usually scared. You don't need to pretend. To humans, I'm just a monster. Some unknown danger. I'm sure you were scared initially. And what I'm not sure about is how you managed to overcome the fear. But I'm glad you were able to. At least now you can hear it from me. I don't want to hurt you. Nor did I invite you to share some unknown knowledge of the world or tell you about any secret treasure buried in the mysterious depths of the ocean or anything quite as fantastic. Is that what you hoped for, perhaps? Interesting, if true. So you're saying you decided to come because of respect? You could do better, human. You people have no respect. For nothing and no one. You don't even know me. You don't even fully understand what I am. How can you possibly respect me? Oh, am I supposed to believe that? There goes my lucky day. Finding that one man who has the respect for life in general, huh? Maybe I'm stupid, but for some reason, I feel like I can trust you. Go on. Oh, well, respect wasn't the only thing, right? Are you sure? You're really underestimating my intelligence. I'm not just an animal. I have a brain like you do. Can't you see? Isn't it obvious? I'm a half-breed. Half human, half octopus. I share multiple groups of genes. Some would argue that puts me above you. In all ways. I share some of the same desires as you. Thoughts, emotions, behavior, characteristics. Look at my top. Look at my face. It's fully human. You're not even able to see the rest that's underwater. If you weren't aware, you would think you were talking to a gorgeous woman in the water. I'm not stupid. I know the rumors that are running around. All those perverted rumors talking about how it must feel like to be with a monster girl like me. So many hands, so many pleasure tools. People always fetishize me. Be honest with me. You fell for that. That's what really made you come. Lust is stronger than fear, isn't it? Strange. You seem like you're telling the truth. Again. But I don't understand. Why would you want to just meet me? You don't know me. You don't know anything about me. There's no reason to. You want to know about me? Why? But I thought, never mind. I just can't believe it. I thought after so many failed attempts, I thought this would never happen. I'm talking about this, what's happening right now. I mean, there are no other species like me anywhere around, and the men I invited before all had alternate motives. I stopped believing any man would be interested in... Wait, is this Can we call this... Is this a date? Wow, I'm so sorry for treating you like this earlier. I just didn't know if I could trust you, and... After so many bad encounters, I'm sure you can understand. I was just... I felt defeated, hopeless. I thought nobody cared about me, and I was going to be alone forever. I don't even know what made me send this last invite. It was literally supposed to be my last. If it failed, I would have given up for life. And now this. This is a miracle. Wait, can I touch you? With my human hand? No, just to... You are real! You're not a dream! You are really here! I'm sorry, I know. I shouldn't have. I just don't know what to say. So, what do you want to know about me then? I guess we can start there. Oh, I don't really know how this happened. I was like this ever since I remember. I never had a mother, a father. I was just out there. I never really cared about what led to my birth. I'm just happy to exist, you know? Well, now I am. Now, when there's new hope for... let's talk about you now. Do you do all the work stuff? You know, what all the humans do. Or what I heard all the humans do. I don't understand it, to be honest. You willingly work for somebody. Why? Strange. Humans have a talent to put themselves in unneeded, uncomfortable situations. First, you have invented clothes, which, as you can see, I do not need. Then you manage to feel embarrassment when exposed, which, again, as you can see, I'm clearly not. I'm proud of what I am, what I have. Humans also should be. Well, some of them. And then you created a big society where everybody's working like slaves, wasting their lives away just to earn a bit of money. Wake up, eat, go to work, go home, sleep, then repeat. Where's the time for fun? For yourself? I can just hardly call that living. That's not true. You don't have to live like that. But for some reason, you're choosing to. Well, I can tell you, but I'm not sure if it's not too fast to... Okay, so I was thinking that since we're getting along so well, and since we both agree that average human life is boring and purposeless, maybe you could stay here with me. You know, I would show you how to survive here. I'd provide you food, security, comfort. And we could be together, having lots and lots of fun. But you said yourself, you're tired of it. You're tired of the work, everything. You don't need to do it. You can stay with me. You can leave your basic life behind. You're right. I apologize. I understand. It's not an easy decision. You probably have people who care about you out there, too. I guess it seems easier for me because I have no one. Nobody to keep me company, ever. always alone, playing by myself, playing with myself. Sometimes I even talk to myself just to feel less lonely. It's nothing. I was just thinking that since it's a date and all, aren't we supposed to get to know each other as much as possible? Don't worry, I'm in full control of those hands too. I don't want to hurt you. I just want to get a proper feel of you before you have to go. I don't know how much time you have for me, and I wouldn't want to miss out on this opportunity to, you know. You don't really mind me touching you with them, do you? You know, those rumors I talked about earlier, about the pleasure tools and all, they were kind of true. I can, in fact, bring much more pleasure to you than any of your regular human women can. I can, as long as you deserve it. And you showed me that you deserve it. You showed me respect. Talk to me like you would talk to another human. You showed care, not like the others. What's going on? Are you shy? I heard that's what some humans do when in close contact. I don't get it, but it's adorable. I also can't explain how, but it wants to make me do more. Can I go there? You know, slide down there? Just for a second. That's a strange muscle. Always fascinated me how it can grow, enlarge, and then decrease again. It feels so nice to touch with my tentacle hand. I wonder how it feels with a human hand. Could you move closer, please? Come on, human. You know you want me to. Let's see. Oh, wow. It feels even bigger in that hand. I also wonder how you'll react if I slide down your back and go here. Relax, don't worry. I'm not gonna push anything. I'm just teasing you. For now. I know, it must feel kind of strange and scary, having a long, slimy thing up there. I just need to feel every bit of you. Every inch. So far, everything seems nice, but I also want to see it. Would you mind if I got rid of your clothes? I mean, nobody would dare to come here uninvited, so it's not really that risky. Besides, why do you care anyway? I still don't get it. Come on, please. Pretty, pretty, please. Okay, I'll be careful not to damage them. I think I just have to... Ah, yes, there we go. Now I can safely remove them. But first, your shirt. You're so handsome. I bet that cock is equally perfect. Yes, there it is. Oh, it's gorgeous. Lie down on the ground for me, please. I wonder if... It's funny how it jumps back, like a spring when I stop touching it. Excuse me, I've never seen such a nice one from up close. I know it's not a toy. Does it feel good when I go up and down like that with my hand? Yeah, I figured it would. I have instincts, and I learn quickly. I know it felt good for you when I used my slimy tentacles on your butt, too. If you want, I know what would be even better in that area. I mean, have you ever done it? So how do you know? Besides, look how slimy they are. It'll enter inside with ease. And I really want to explore all of you. Shh, just trust me, okay? I'll be very gentle. Ah, there. I'm in. Does it hurt? See, I told you. I know how to take care of you. Just let me do what my instincts tell me. Yeah, my hand going up and down your cock, my tentacle sliding back and forth inside of you. I feel something every time I reach further. It must be something that stimulates your pleasure better. I see your response from your body every time. And I don't know why, but I want to put my mouth on your cock. Is that strange? I don't think it is. I think you'll like it. Oh, you taste so good. What is that? What is what? Oh, that's my tongue you're feeling. I forgot to tell you, I have the ability to stretch it. I take it you enjoy it when I lick your balls at the same time as I'm sucking you. I don't know why, but my instincts tell me that I should pin your hands down with my other tentacles and spread your legs with the rest. It must mean it'll feel extremely good for you. Even better than what I'm already doing. Shh, you don't have to resist me. Just relax. Your body's getting really shaky right now. It must feel so amazing to you. I think I know what's going to happen. Just do it. Please. Give it to me. Give me your seed. Let me milk it out of you. All into my mouth, human. Feed it to me, baby, please. Oh. Oh, wow. That was so yummy. Do you have any more of it? So delicious. So perfect. Now what do you say? You still want to come back to your boring life or stay here with me forever? Good. I thought so. I will take such good care of you, baby. Come with me. And don't even think of picking up those clothes ever again. You won't need them here.